by fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
One of your weak and humble servant. Bow down here just to say thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon me. Father, we didn't bow down here for no fashion or no form or no outside show to a dying world. But we bow down here because your word say every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. And oh, Father, we just want to say thank you. Father, you brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways, and we just want to say thank you. You are our Father, and we are your children. And oh, Father, we come to you this morning as humble as we know how, asking you for mercy, asking you if you please forgive us for our sins and clean us of all unrighteousness and to draw us closer to thee. Father, we ask a blessing on the Mount Calvary family. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless their homes and bless their children. Father, we know that you are an almighty God, and we know there's nothing too hard for you to do, Father. We just want to say thank you. Father, you brought us through 2016. Got a few more days to go. But Father, you have brought us a mighty, mighty long ways. We want to give you honor, give you all the praise, and we want to give you all the glory because you've been so good. Father, today we are celebrating your birth, Father. Father, we are celebrating the day that you was born. And you were born in Bethlehem of David to a virgin named Mary. And we want to thank you, Father. Father, you've been so good and you've been so kind, Father. Now, Lord, Father, we know you've heard us pray. Days have passed and gone. And we know you hear us now, Father. Father, we just want to say thank you. We ask a blessing on the Mount Calvary family. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless their homes and their children. We ask a blessing on our family, Father. Bless our pastor and his family. Crown him with wisdom and knowledge and teaching, Father, that he'll be able to lead your people. Father, we know that you are God, Father, and we just want to say thank you, Father. You've been so good, and oh, Father, you brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. Father, you brought us from the cotton fields, the corn fields, up until this present moment. We want to give you the honor, the praise, and we want to give you all the glory, because you've been so good and you've been so kind. Father, you said in your word, let not your heart be troubled, but if you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many a mansion. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house, there'll be no more crying, there'll be no more heartaches, there'll be no more pain. In my Father's house, there'll be no more teardrops. Every day is gonna be Sunday, and Sabbath is have no end. We wanna thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You've been so good, and you've been so kind. Father, you said in your word, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Come before his presence with singing and thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. Truth endures to all generation. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up early this morning. Oh, Father, we thank you, Father. I read in the book of Isaiah where it says, in the day where carriers I died, I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a throne. He was high and he was lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the serpent. Each one had six wings. With two wings they covered their face. With two wings they covered their feet. And with two wings they did fly. One cried out to another, holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The whole earth is full of his glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good and you've been so kind. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. There's no other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, I don't know what I would do, Lord. I don't know what I would do. Father, we thank you. And we ask if you'll please look into the hospitals. Look into the nursing home. Look behind the prison walls. Father, we all need you. And we just can't get along without you. You are our Father. And we are all your children, Father. And oh, Father, we come to you this evening, this morning, as humble as we know how, asking you if you please, please, Lord, have mercy on we, your people. We need you down here. Father, we're in a world of trouble. Every which way we turn, there's trouble, Father. And after a while, when it's all over, when we too must come in, not to go out anymore, we ask, oh, Father, if you'll please give us a home. Give us a home in thy kingdom. Oh, Father, we want to worship you and praise you all day and all night. We just want to praise your name. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
get one witness? Can I get somebody to wave their hand and say, yeah, say, yeah, yeah. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all want to do it? Y'all want to do it? Is it worthy? Thank you, Lord. Myra, Myra, drop it right now. Come on, choir, sing. Just say, yeah. Say thank you, Lord. Is it worthy? Is it worthy? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, come on. He's so worthy. He's so waiting to come over to eat. Amen. Some of us got gifts to unwrap. But my Bible tells me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I don't need these notes. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's Christmas morning right now. Somebody got a tricycle under the tree. Somebody got a cell phone under the tree. Somebody even got a laptop under the tree. But I wonder right now, do you really know the difference between the presents and the presents? Because the present is one thing. That's the thing that you unwrap, but it's got a warranty on it. It's got an expiration date. But the presence of the Lord does not have any expiration date. It doesn't get old. It doesn't get too little. It doesn't get too big. It's everlasting. And God so loved us that he gave us the gift of Jesus. And I'm wondering right now, on Christmas morning, are you ready to receive your gift? Can I get a witness? The Bible says they gave him gold and frankincense and myrrh. Well, I don't know about you, but gold tarnishes every now and then. And it doesn't exceed the gift of God. Frankincense was a special oil that they anointed on people, and it was kind of expensive, but the arm would go bad. Myrrh was a medical tonic, but you know when a doctor shake his head and the nurse turn her back, ain't nobody left but Jesus. He's the gift of the world, and I don't care what you got under your tree. I don't care what kind of deals you made. I don't care what you're gonna eat today. Jesus is the gift of the world. Get Jesus, get Jesus, get Jesus. Get him right now. Get him all day, 24/7, 365 days a year. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? If you're ready to receive Jesus, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Is he good? up your gift if you must. Throw away the wrapping paper. Read the card. Amen. But let me tell you one thing. Read the word. And know that God's gift is better than everything that you got. Amen. You won't have to worry about returning it. Somebody gonna be at the stores tomorrow because something didn't fit. Something ain't working no more. Something wasn't what I wanted. But you don't have to worry about returning Jesus. He's so big and so wide that he covers your whole family. So long that you can't go under him. So wide, so wide. He's omnipresent and omnipotent. He's my all and all. He's Alpha and Omega, my bright and morning star, my rose of Sharon, my lily, way down in the valley. It's Christmas. Amen. Food, drinks, gifts, all that stuff is good. Eat, drink, and be merry if you must. But remember the gift of God. Remember he gave us Jesus. And that's the gift that keeps giving. Because when he gave us Jesus, Jesus gave us everlasting life. So no matter what you got, amen, you thank Aunt Susie. Call Uncle Juju and tell him thank you. But say, Lord, I thank you for what you've given. I invite you to Jesus. I invite you to Jesus. There might be somebody that wants to get on the Lord's side today, right now. It's a good day to come to the Lord. Amen. He's the ultimate gift. I invite you to Jesus. There might be somebody that wants to get on the Lord's side. You may come by letter, Christian experience. You might be a candidate for baptism. But right here and right now, on the birthday of our Lord and Savior, we invite you to Jesus.
I'm not your family.